I'm Jaco Voigt, the CEO of Catalytic, and this is Unbundled Boost, a series specifically created to boost businesses in South Africa by letting passionate and committed business people share their stories. In this episode, we're chatting about education. We're chatting about tutoring, how to ensure that a student gets back on track, and how to ensure that that same student stays on track with confidence. I'm joined by Aubrey Turner, CMO for Teach Me Too. Aubrey, welcome.
Thanks, Jaco. Lovely to be on board today.
So we always start the show by just giving us a little bit of a background of your history and how you got to where you are.
So I'm originally a Durban boy, Jaco. I think I've never really been in the education space. I was always in the digital marketing space. And then I stumbled upon a company a couple years ago called Get Smarter, which is now 2U with acquisition. And, you know, working there really got me passionate for education and really got me feeling like I need to make a difference within the country we live in, and this is the way to do it, you know. So working for companies like Teach Me Too, offering tutoring, I feel like I can go to bed at night feeling good about myself, feeling good about the business that we're doing. So essentially short and sweet, but yeah, kind of how I got to where I am.
Well, I love that intro. I mean, that's exactly what this show is about. So thank you for that. So let's go onto my first question. You mentioned Teach Me Too. Maybe just give us a little bit of a background of what Teach Me Too does.
Yeah, perfect. So we're a high-touch tutoring service. So essentially we do online and face-to-face tutoring. And our main purpose and goal is to partner with families to prepare their children for life. You know, society is really hard-pressed that your academic results is a direct correlation to how you're going to perform in life. And there's a lot of pressure on parents to have their kids perform. I mean, Jaco, I don't know about you, but when I was in high school, I don't remember school being as difficult as it seems today. You know, I watch my nieces, they in private school, and the amount of work they do is unbelievable. I can't imagine the pressure on parents. So our goal in life is to partner with those parents, relieve some of that pressure, make that easier, and really ensure that the kids are set up to get into university and beyond.
Now that you say that, it's actually quite funny. I was at one of my customers yesterday who's a primary school, and the school bell went off, and I said to the people that we went to go see, I said, yes, it still feels like I'm in trouble. And I'm pretty sure if I think back on my academic career, something like a tutoring service would have been great. So when did the business start?
So we've been around since 2007. I haven't been with the business. I'm quite a new addition. But our CEO, Nick Miller, started the business in 2007 while he was actually still in university. So, you know, it was this sort of perfect thing. He wanted to do some sideline tutoring, earn some money. You know, when you're in university, you need some money for the essentials. And he just saw a gap that he could multiply. He couldn't be in more places than once, but he could multiply himself utilizing other engineering students. And at the time, they were teaching maths. And if I'm not mistaken, it was maths to high school students. And, you know, just sort of like expanding that. And the more and more sort of tutors he roped in, eventually ended up becoming this business where he thought, actually, there's a viable business opportunity here. And he's really sort of helping kids get through maths.
And then I assume the past 2 years have been good for the business?
So it's been an interesting transition. So initially, the business was mainly face-to-face tutoring, and obviously that's had to change because of COVID. I think it's been a scary change, and it's been a difficult change within the business. But yes, it ended up being a very good change. We've figured out, you know, that online tutoring works. South African market is ready for it. They seem to be ready for it, and we've still seen the same kind of results we see previously. You know, we look at 90% increase in our students, and about a 20% increase in the marks across the board on average. And we're still seeing those numbers. So yeah, COVID hasn't been bad to us. And I think we're very fortunate that we're in that situation.
And then who are your typical customers? You spoke about math students. Now, I know I would have been one of your ideal customers, I'm sure. So where is the service aimed at?
I think most of us would have been an ideal customer. So most of our students are high school students. We do university students as well, and then most of our work is along the more difficult subjects, maths, physics. We get a lot of language, you know, that sort of thing. But we offer basically any subject you could look for. We've got a portfolio of almost 2,000, I think, a little bit over 2,000 tutors, and we've got a very extensive vetting team who vet those tutors. So only about 5% of the tutors that apply get through to work with us to make sure that the standard our customers are getting exceptionally high. But yeah, we could basically do anything, and if we don't have the subject on our books and there's enough demand for it, we'll go out and recruit tutors for it. So, but the bulk is in those more technical subjects.
And then I wasn't thinking about it before, but as you were talking now, so if I'm now a student and let's say, for example, a specific tutor, let's say we don't gel or whatever, do I have the ability to change a tutor?
Yes, definitely. So we have tutor replacement. I mean, that sort of thing happens all the time. You know, there's a misalignment here or there, and it's small little things that you need to be really well aligned with someone teaching you, especially if you're working online as well. So we do a 5-lesson guarantee. So we will replace tutors. And if you're not happy within 5 lessons, we'll refund you. So obviously that's like, you know, from complaints from the first lesson, et cetera, there's a couple of T's and bulbs. But essentially that's our sort of like, good tutor guarantee. We want to work and make sure that you are developing. So yeah, we do a lot of replacements and we're more than happy to do those.
And then how does the parents get feedback in terms of the progress and the success of the program?
So, I mean, essentially the feedback would be the marks at the end of the term or end of the quarter. But we do a lot of, we have a tutor placement and tutor recruitment team. We also have a support team. So our support team will reach out. You know, most of the people we sell into Yaku are parents. You know, a grade 10 student is not going to come to us and sign up with their credit card and spend their mom's money. So most of the people we sell to are parents. So our support team would be aligned with those parents, chatting with those parents. We would ask the student to review the tutor at the end of the lesson, ask the parents how their child is doing, if they've seen a marked change in the child's studying results, et cetera. So we're quite high touch, and we really try and make sure we're coming along for the journey. You know, we don't just sign you up and leave you and hope for the best.
I really like that. And then we are essentially all about technology, so I have to ask you a little bit about the online platform. How did you pick the technology for the platform? Was it available off the shelf, or did you guys have to develop what you have today?
So I mean, it's more of a question for Doug, our CPO, but I'll answer what I can, and I'm probably going to be sitting behind his desk cringing at my answers. But you know, the platform, the base of the platform, what I understand is off the shelf, but a lot of the work around the platform is years in the making. So Doug and the team have been really customizing it, making it work for this offering. It's not a tutoring platform off the shelf. It's more like a online whiteboard off the shelf that we've had to really customize and go deep into. So there's quite a lot of extensive work there, and quite a lot of extensive work that I don't think I could talk to.
I was just wondering because I do think this is a sort of a unique offering, and I was wondering, you know, how one would get to a platform. So I assumed it was probably a hybrid type approach where you just add features as they come up and as they're required.
Yeah, 100%. That's exactly what we've done.
And now, I think you touched on it earlier, but how does the offering compare to the traditional, you know, if I can go back to my example, when I was growing up in George, you know, my mother used to go and drop me off at a math tutor, you know, the guy had, in his garage or whatever, sort of like a little classroom setup. How does this online platform compare to the traditional offering in the market in terms of market acceptance?
Yeah, so I mean, I think it's twofold, right? So we offer. We do face-to-face tutoring, and our tutors will actually come to you, so you can do your tutoring in your home if you would like to go face-to-face.
Oh, wow.
So that's sort of how we work that model. So our tutors will come to you, or they'll meet you somewhere, obviously with both parties being vetted to make sure that everything's safe across the board. And then if we do online tutoring, I mean, there's a lot of benefits to online tutoring. You know, you don't have to waste any time. You just log online, do your education, log off. You can also then... You know, this more specialized subject, you can get tutors from anywhere in the world. We can also get our tutors exposure anywhere in the world, you know. So like things like University of Cape Town, you know, one of the top ranked universities in the world. We can have those guys tutoring people out in Ireland or out in England and really getting their name out there and helping sort of future MBAs, et cetera. So there's really a lot of benefit for both the tutors and for us. You know, these guys, the tutors are university students, maybe master's students. I mean, I'm doing my MBA and I just did an economics tutoring sessions with a guy who's got his doctorate in economics. And, you know, it's a lot of work experience for these guys while they're in university too. So getting them sort of exposure and getting them online. So I think there's just a lot of benefits across the board.
And then if you do the online option, I assume a session like that is recorded. You can always circle back to it if you wanted to.
Yes, that'll be exactly the case. We can record them. You can record them yourself as well. If you would like, you can record those and save them, etc. We don't as a business, we don't record those ourselves. That would be on you to record them on your side. I think there's too many privacy issues, et cetera, for us to be doing that.
Okay, I'm with you.
But there is the functionality for you to do that.
I'm just thinking, you know, if you want to, for revision, because, you know, again, you know, if you go sit in a classroom environment, you know, it's maybe an hour or whatever, but tomorrow or that day after, you want to just sort of circle back to what you learned in a tutoring session. That's something where the online platform would add a lot of value in my mind.
Definitely, I agree.
What's the mix of online versus in person students that you have at the moment?
Yeah. So before COVID, it was majority in person. I would say like sort of 70-30. But that's flipped quite a bit. Obviously, in COVID, people couldn't do face to face. Some people have gone back to face to face now, but I would say we're still looking. Probably 80%, 75-80% of our clients are online clients. It's just easier, you know. It's easier for parents. Parents can also monitor the whole process. You know, you're doing your lesson in your house, maybe in your kitchen, or in if you've got a fortunate enough to have an office, etc. That your parents might work from home. So there's a lot of benefits to it. I mean, I know I would love to have my kid making sure he's working and he's not messing around with the tutor or not even going to the tutoring class, you know. So it's good to know. I mean, I just think about myself as a scholar. I think my parents could have done with this product.
Definitely so. And in terms of parents' acceptance of the model, do you think that there's still a lot of mindset change that has to take into the market, or do you think the online model is widely accepted now and sort of a default?
Yeah, it's a good question. So I think 5 years ago, 6 years ago, this model would never have worked. I think, but it would have been a lot slower. I think COVID has really helped and changed mindset worldwide. And I also think, you know, like entrepreneurial businesses like the likes of Takealot, et cetera, have really changed the South African landscape. People aren't scared anymore to do things online. They're not scared to, once you've vested a business, once you know a business is a legit business, they're not scared to make a purchase online and go through a preferred supplier, et cetera, et cetera. And I remember, you know, just sort of like eight years ago, my parents, for example, wouldn't put their credit card details like next to their computer, never mind on a website. So I think the mindset's definitely starting to shift in South Africa. There is still a portion of our clients that will do face-to-face and nothing else. They refuse to do online. And I mean, I suppose that's everyone's preference, right? It's the same with Kindle books, etc. People love books or people love a Kindle. It just depends what you prefer. But the market's definitely shifted and adjusted, and I think we're in a good place in Africa at a whole.
Okay, yeah, I really like it. And I think it's like you say, I'm just sitting thinking, if you in some far off rural place, all of a sudden the world is at your fingertips. Do you have some maybe success stories that you can share with us? I respect the privacy scenario, but maybe just one or two examples of how your services help people.
Yeah, so I mean, the easiest way to find a lot of those would be to go to Trustpilot. We've got quite an extensive Trustpilot website or page on their website, and we put all of our reviews there: bad reviews, good reviews, etc. But, you know, Jaco, just on that, we've had quite a few parents message us, and it's a really nice sort of fulfilling message to get. But we've had parents message us saying, you know, thanks so much, our kids' marks have increased 30%, et cetera, or kids have come in failing maths and now they sitting on a situation where they've been accepted into university because they ended up getting a B or a C. So, you know, those sort of things happen all the time. And it's one of the reasons that makes me like quite happy to wake up in the morning and go into the office.
Yeah.
Into my office, yeah. Not the office. I would say go to Trustpilot, search Teach Me Too and take a look at our reviews there. I mean, nothing, we as transparent as we possibly can. We leave the negative ones, we reply to them, we try and fix them. And that's our main goal is if someone has a complaint, we get together as a team, we figure out why that complaint happened, how we can improve it, and we make sure that that doesn't happen again. So everything's online, everything's transparent.
And then my last question is, if I'm a parent now and this sounds like a compelling offering, where do I start?
Yeah, so I would say go to teachme2.com, so teach me and then the numeral 2.com. You can fill out the contact form there and one of our learning strategists will get hold of you. And then on that as well, for any matric parents listening, we are about to launch a matric discounted campaign, which will launch in the next week or so. So take a look at that. Every year we have matric students who realize that they are slightly behind or that they need to push their marks up by a couple percent for the current exam. So we're trying to see what we can help out as much as we can. Then we're going to launch a discounted offering there. So if you are a matric parent, give our learning strategist a shout and ask them about the discount, and that will be available in the next couple of days.
Okay, fantastic. We're definitely going to put up some those details when we publish the podcast later. Aubrey, thank you very much for that. What you guys are doing is sort of what this show is about. It's passionate. It's contributing to the country. It's entrepreneurial. It's education based. I don't think we can get a more perfect guest for our show. Thank you for that.
I appreciate that, Jaco. Thanks so much for having us on.
Thanks, Aubrey. Thanks for listening to Unbundled Boost, brought to you by Catalytic, a series that aims to boost business in South Africa. Remember that you can listen to all of the episodes on the Cliff Central app or website, and for added convenience, you can subscribe to the podcast on Apple, Spotify, Google, or wherever you listen. And if you want to know more about Catalytic, please visit catalytic.co.za. Cliffcentral.com